You ever watch those shows, Raven, Trading Spouses or Wife Swap? They're kind of exactly the same.
I haven't really watched them with any regularity, but I remember seeing an episode or two. Like, I think there was one where Dee Snider and Alan Thicke were on the same episode. And I was flipping through and I was like, wait a minute. What? How?
I think I watched that one. Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. That was the celebrity version.
Celebrity Swap, right.
Always, right. But I was watching reruns of Trading Spouses the other night. I don't know. It caught my eye. You know how you get sucked in.
Sure.
And all I kept thinking is, why would you do this? Why would you put your family and your relationship and your spouse like literally on blast in front of the entire country and do this?
Well, some people just want attention, no matter what it is, good or bad. They figure attention is good attention.
But then you start thinking about it. You're like, well, what if I were to swap out my spouse?
Sure.
What would it be like? And then I started thinking about it, Raven. I thought, what if me and you traded spouses? What if Alicia became, it would be more Alicia became my roommate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like a housemate swap then.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
What would that be like? So I asked Paul, my husband, what it would be like if you were his roommate.
Mm.
And this is what he had to say.
All right, babe. What do you think would be the pros of Raven being your roommate?
I could watch football with him right now.
What else?
Be fun to hang out with. Grab a few beers with, sit on the couch, drink with.
And what else? What would be a pro of Raven being your roommate?
Can I put him to work? I mean, maybe he could help me around the house.
All right, so what would be the cons of Raven being your roommate?
He's a guy.
What else besides being a guy?
He'd have to sleep in his own bed.
He was so concerned.
That's true.
He was so concerned that as if you were
roommates, I would want to cuddle with him.
You would have to hold him. I was like, Paul, no, honey. That's not what happens. No.
Did you also not let him watch all the football yesterday?
Well, he didn't
it sounded
home.
Like he didn't get it. He didn't get to watch.
Well, we went out. Oh, I did make him go out to dinner.
See?
He didn't complain, though. He
immediately
just said, okay.
I could be watching football right now.
Yeah.
It was actually the first thought I had.
Yeah.
But nobody asked me.
That was the only thing. Watching football, drinking beers, and you helping him around the house was all the positives of you being his roommate.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah. What did Alicia have to say when you asked her?
I think that she would put things back where they belong.
Because I don't put things away.
No, I mean, you're not capable. I don't understand why. I think Anna would put things back. There'd be, I think, a lot of good food going on from her parents' restaurant.
Basically pizza whenever you want.
Yeah. I think she'd be totally cool with shopping with me. That would be fun.
Like when you say we have to go two places and then you really secretly want to go nine places.
Yeah, I think she'd be cool with that.
It's a trap.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
All those things she said were 100% true.
100%.
I love running errands. We would run all the errands. We would, you know, my parents own restaurants, so I've grown up always having the availability to have pizza whenever I want.
She can just call or text, and pizza magically appears.
All the time.
It's crazy.
True.
Yeah, it's like a pizza genie you really are.
It's my magic power.
Do you put things back, though? Because when my wife says put things back, she means like within 2 inches of where they go. If I move things just the slightest, it's a big problem.
No. There's a reason why things have a place, because they go back in that place. So I think maybe Alicia would be a great roommate. What else?
There'd definitely be a lot more hair around the house. I can't even deal with mine. I mean, I think we'd have a lot of broken stuff because neither one of us could fix it.
That's true. I don't know how to fix things.
My wife has a multi-tool.
Mm-hmm.
It has a hammer. It has a screwdriver, all this stuff. And they're all like mini size, and it's blue polka dots.
Oh,
And whenever she pulls that out, she feels like she's really getting something done.
Many more martini nights, wine nights. She'd exercise.
I mean, this is all true. Not for nothing, but if I could have Alicia be my roommate for a while, I'm 100% in for that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, I mean, maybe we can give this thing a shot.
Yeah, maybe I was wrong. Trading spouses is not the worst idea.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. If you dress your kid in head-to-toe designer wear, that is all I need to know about you. I saw a child yesterday, could not be older than 5 years old. He had on a Gucci baseball cap, a Dolce Gabbana sweatshirt. He had on then he had his Yeezys on his feet, and he was 5 years old. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a hater. Listen, you got your money, like, do what you got to do.
Sure.
But all I kept thinking is, that kid is going to grow out of that stuff in 5 hot minutes.
Sure.
And now you're wearing more, like the amount of money you have on is probably worth more than 90% of my wardrobe. And that, what are you going to do with that? You're going to, like, put it in one of those bins for, like, the donations? What do you do with that afterwards?
I'm going to start wearing it myself. I'm gonna have to reassess the sizes on this thing and add some material to it, maybe. Like, I mean, the front band of it could be Gucci, but the rest of it is going to be Walmart.
You think you're
going to take some sweatpants apart, and I'm going to stretch them on there and then sew it together.
You think you fit into a five-year-old's Dolce & Gabbana sweats?
I mean, for the amount that they're paying for it, I'm going to find a seamstress. I'm going to make this thing work.
I was looking at
If your name ain't Stormy, or if it ain't, you know what I mean? Like, if you ain't one of those kids, like, seriously, what's the point of that, right?
It floors me, and I'm like, do you think that child even understands?
Doesn't care.
Right.
And if they do at 5 years old, that's wrong.
That's,
like, a kid is not supposed to care about material objects at five.
That is a parent that is trying to show off and show status. Mm. And to me, that's all I need to know about you. No, my kid will wear the $3 Walmart shirt because you want to know what? She's probably going to put ice cream all over it. Throw it in the garbage when it's done.
It'll be stained, right? Mm-hmm. If you won't break up with your girlfriend or boyfriend because you love their dog or pet, that's all I need to know about you.
That's a problem.
I've got a friend.
Yeah.
All right. He just does this. He's in something and then he goes back to it over and over again, even though it's over and it's clearly over to him and, you know, other people around him. But he just goes back for whatever reason. It's in his nature. So he broke up a few weeks ago, and I was like, dude, you got that clean break? Because he had actually talked to me about it. And then I saw him this past weekend, and he tells me he's been hanging out with her once a week so that he can visit the dog.
I mean.
And I'm like, that's not going to get better. That's going to get worse. And then he starts telling me about how much he loves this dog. And I'm like, man, I love my dogs. I get it. But sometimes you just got to go.
That's a tough thing,
though. This is why you don't get pets with people that you're not married to.
I have one of my good girlfriends, when she broke up with her boyfriend, they had custody over their dog.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. She would have the puppy, and then they would alternate days. And
imagine.
I'm like, yeah, but you weren't even married. Now you have, like, this connection that you have to figure it out, the drop off and pick up.
For the life of the animal.
It's a shared custody of a pet. Like, one of you just has to suck it up and move on with your lives.
Yeah, or dog nap. That's what you got to do.
No.
See ya.
We don't support dog napping. We certainly don't. That is all I need to know about you. Ready to feel better? It's Anna and Raven. This past year, well, it's been a lot, and you need a place to go and let it all out. And that's why there's the Anna and Raven sing-along line.
Well, we came up with this idea after we heard about a scream line that was out there. And we thought that it wasn't necessarily the best thought to have people screaming in your ear every single morning.
Right. So we did some intensive research. And by intensive research, it means I did a Google search once.
Right.
Yeah. And we learned that singing is one of the most effective ways to relieve stress, increase lung capacity, help you sleep, all that good stuff.
I was just singing here in the studio, in my head.
And thank you for keeping that inside. So the sing-along line, you can call 24 hours a day at 833-431-0905. Again, that's 833-431-0905. And just sing your heart out. Get it all out. And this is what it sounds like.
You better shape up, because I need a man. I need a man who can keep me satisfied. Better shape up. You better understand.
The dog is singing with her.
Yeah.
Why is there always somebody doing Grease?
Always.
Right? Always somebody doing Grease or Dashboard by the Paradise. You know what I mean. The Meatloaf song, too.
Yeah.
One of those other songs that goes on for like 15 minutes. Why?
It's like one of those songs that when you are asked to sing on the spot, it just comes into your head. But of course, you have time to plan to sing whatever you want because you're calling the sing-along line.
Right. So it doesn't have to be something that you know the lyrics to. You could be reading them. We're not watching or singing in the car. That would be fine, too.
Yeah. Here's somebody that didn't have the lyrics in front of him, though.
Just like a star crossed my mind. Just like oil on my hand. You came along and changed my life. I just forgot the words of just like a star.
Now, does he have his TV on in the background, or is he sitting in a room full of guys doing this singing? I'm not sure.
I don't know what song that is. Listen, you can sing whatever you want. I'm not going to judge you. But I really like the hits. It's like when you go to see like a big band.
That could have been his original.
Yeah.
You don't know.
And like you just want them to sing the hits, and they sing like the deep tracks from side B.
That's the best. Nope.
Do you think this guy cheated, though?
Hey, I can't sing, but I can play guitar. So listen to this.
Raven, it just goes on and on.
Oh, it just keeps going?
It's like 7 minutes.
Right. We're not signing anybody, just so you know. Sir, we are not signing anybody after this.
But Who are we to judge your creative expression on the Anna and Raven sing-along line?
We would love you to call.
Yeah, it's 833-431-0905. Call and just sing your heart out.
Still going.
Still going. Have you ever snuck into something? What was it? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. So the teams are set. Kansas City Chiefs are going to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady's 10th Super Bowl. It's going to be the first time the Super Bowl will be played in a team's home stadium. Weekend is going to be the halftime performer for the first time. But the other big first is that it's the first time there's going to be limited attendance at the big game.
22,000 just about, maybe a little bit more. And they're giving away 7,500 of those seats to healthcare workers that have been vaccinated. So even more so, tickets this year. Anna Zapp, you want to go to the Super Bowl? 10 grand. 10 grand minimum.
Because there's no way to go. So now Raven and I were talking about this off the air. First thing he said, I'm going to sneak in. I'm going to sneak in. I'm like, good luck sneaking into the Super Bowl.
The key to sneaking into anything, number one, Anna, is acting like you belong there more than the people that do. And of course, you've got to have access and you've got to have insight. It just so happens that I have a lot of friends in Tampa and they're connected people. So they know people at the stadiums. They go to these games anyway. So they, in a normal year, no joke, I would be in Florida waiting for the Super Bowl, looking to sneak into the Super Bowl. This year, I don't think I can do it because it is tighter, but there's still a way.
There's no way.
Of course there's a way. There's always a way. Where there's a will, Anna Zapp, there is a way.
You're not getting into the Super Bowl.
I would suggest a couple things if you really want to get in.
Have you ever snuck into something?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What?
Yeah. Well, I've learned from some of the best over the years. You know, being in the business here, sometimes you have passes, sometimes you don't when you're going to shows or events, whatever it may be. So the number one thing that I would tell you is you have to act like you belong there more than the person that belongs there. So look official. And it's usually not what you suspect. You don't need, a laminate with 17,000 passes on it. Then you're going to look obvious to be a groupie. You need a walkie-talkie. You need a clipboard. Mm-hmm. You need a visor or something like that. So and you're going to be in there.
You think if you wear a visor and have a walkie-talkie, you're getting into the Super Bowl?
I went to a show two states away. Beastie Boys and Rage Against the Machine one time. It was a very sought-off after ticket, right? Mm-hmm. And I ended up backstage because I had a walkie-talkie with me, Anna Zapp.
Wow.
And every time somebody would stop me and come to talk to me, you know what I would do?
What?
Talking to that walkie-talkie.
Meanwhile.
And then if they tried to ask me again, I would point at them with the walkie-talkie so they would see the walkie-talkie.
Was it a Fisher-Price walkie-talkie?
No.
Was there a seven-year-old on the other end of it?
Here's the point. There was nobody on the other end of it. But if you turned up the gain just a little bit, it would make a squeak noise. You hit the squelch and somebody would think that there was somebody you were going to talk to. Nobody wants to lose their job ever.
I have never been able to sneak into. First of all, I get scared.
You've never snuck into something?
So I've tried to sneak into two things. I tried to sneak backstage at a Madonna concert.
Oh, well, that would be a tight one.
That was a no-go. Like, they shut me down.
Okay.
And the other one, which you would think would be so much easier.
Yeah.
One of my friends is a huge Huey Lewis in the News fan.
Okay.
She's like totally young. But she's obsessed with Huey Lewis, like unnaturally.
Like
almost.
Still now to this day?
No, this was like 2 years ago.
Okay, I mean, because they're older. It's not like, it's not like when sports came out and, they're playing to 50,000 people.
It doesn't even make sense why she loves him. But we went to the show and she wanted to get backstage to meet him.
Yeah.
And we could not get enough clout to sneak in backstage at a Huey Lewis in the News show. It was so pathetic.
Huey Lewis has seen that lady before trying to break in backstage, I guess, huh? They know what that look is.
Have you ever snuck into something? 1-800-330-9999. What was it? For the first time ever, the Super Bowl this year is going to be limited attendance. There's only going to be 14,500 fans and then 7,500 healthcare workers. The minute Raven heard this, I'm sneaking in!
No,
I'm
going
to sneak in, guys!
The plan had to be adapted at that point. I actually had a plan to sneak into the Super Bowl this entire past year.
Oh.
And then COVID kind of ruined that, too, because there's going to be less people, it's going to be very, very difficult. But if they were letting 70,000 in, I had full confidence I could get in there.
I don't believe it. We asked, where did you sneak into on our text line? Snuck into Corporate Row, a.k.a. the free food, at a golf tournament years ago. My sister passed me the ticket over the fence after she had gone in. She said, I was a nervous, guilty wreck.
That is fraud.
Oh, but the food areas, when you go somewhere and you sneak into the food areas, the best.
Everything's free. The drinks are free, all that. Yeah, that is a good way to go. Yeah, I do enjoy that. I've snuck into a lot of stuff over the years. I snuck into Woodstock 99. So, you know, how everybody, Woodstock, everybody starts showing up days early. That's like one of the big things. And of course, they're still trying to lock the gates. There's like a bottleneck there. And you know, if you went to Woodstock 99, I mean, tents were on top of tents. It was pure misery. I snuck in 2 days early with a crew of five of us, and we parked right next to the Planet Hollywood VIP tent. That's where we camped the entire time. I had like acres. Right next to the main stage. It was beautiful, man. I felt like a celebrity.
1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, where did you sneak into?
Oh, my gosh. I snuck into the Vatican.
No.
Did you?
Come on.
Oh, you were going to hell. Good for
that's
you.
That's not nice.
I mean, it might be true, though. All right. How'd you sneak in?
Okay. So it was 1979. I was spending some time in the summer in Rome, and I had gotten tickets to what they called a private audience, which means about 250 people get to see the Pope, but you're supposed to be staying outside in the courtyard. I had to go to the bathroom. So I left the group and just went through an open doorway into the Vatican and proceeded to look around for the bagno. It took about 15 minutes for two of those very well-dressed guards to pick me up underneath both arms and drop me on my butt on the steps of the Vatican.
I love it.
Can you imagine she finds a bathroom, she walks in, and the Pope is on the toilet?
Right.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. So when people say, hey, I've been thrown out of better places, I need it.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where did you sneak in?
I snuck into a concert that was sold out. And this was years ago, and I had a really nice camera, and I told them I was pressed, and I just forgot my press pass. And
yes.
It's kind of like if you pretend that you belong there, then they just let me in.
Who was the act? I have to know.
Oh, God. Well, this is going to date me a little bit. It was a Crowded House.
Who?
Yeah, no, just let her in.
It was a sold-out show of 10 people.
They were playing our PTA meeting, and it cost big bucks to get a mirror. It's sold out. All right, guys?
Should
have been here early. Crowded House.
Crowded House? I don't even know who that is.
They actually had a couple of hits.
No, I mean,
in the 90s. They were a big deal.
Well, you laugh, but he's friends with the guy from Pearl Jam. And when it leaked out that he was going to be there, because it was like, it was, you know, he and some friends that he was going to be singing there. It like sold out immediately.
Okay,
so.
Groupie. No regular person would ever know that these people were friends from that band to Pearl Jam.
That's
but
funny.
But okay.
Yeah.
All right, press reporter.
Smart, though. Really smart.
Really good.
For the first time ever, there's going to be limited attendance at the Super Bowl. 14,500 fans will be able to purchase tickets and get in. And then 7,500 healthcare workers that have been vaccinated will be able to get in.
I can sneak into it.
Raven thinks he can sneak into the Super Bowl. There's no way. But what did you actually sneak into? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yana and Raven.
Good morning. I snuck into, really dating myself, the first ever MTV Video Awards.
Oh.
It was held in Radio City Music Hall. I snuck in a back door that a worker walked out of, and my dad put his foot in the door and said, run in. So I ran in, I got a seat, I recorded, and then after, I don't know how long it was. It seemed like forever. The security caught me. They brought me to a smoky room, and who was I working for? And I was like, nobody, it's Richie's camera. I just borrowed a friend's camera. And as they were throwing me out the front door, Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac wanted to go out for a cigarette and get some fresh air, and he walked me around Radio City till I found my dad.
So awesome.
That is a good story.
That is an amazingly epic story. How cool, I mean, first, yeah. Mick Fleetwood, I don't even have to tell you that that's cool, but how cool of your father to help you sneak into the first ever MTV Awards. I mean, he had your back.
I'll tell you something. I would never let my kids in a million years.
Never.
Never. You stay right next to mommy. What are you, crazy? You want to go to jail tonight?
Right.
They'll take you away.
Right.
I was 13 and they let me sneak in.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Anna and Raven, what did you sneak into?
I actually snuck into a VIP lounge in Hollywood back in like 2002.
All right. So where were you? What event was it? Or were you just like walking down the street and randomly got into a VIP lounge?
I was at this hotel called The Standard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The regular bar area. And then there was a kitchen, like a diner. And through the cook area is a secret lounge. And I happened to be coming out of like a bathroom, but I just kind of like followed people. And I ended up in this area. And Justin Timberlake was there. This is like in the NSYNC days.
What?
And
I've never been so quiet in my entire life. I just sat there and just watched people.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, believe it or not, I tried to sneak into the standard, too, and I didn't get very far.
You got tased.
Yeah.
Right.
No, when I got to, like, the bathroom areas, they were like, ma'am? And I was like, oh, sorry!
It was amazing. And I wanted to meet JC Chazet from NSYNC, and he was my celebrity crush at the time. Mm. And he walked in, and I was so nervous. I actually went up to him afterwards and, like, introduced myself, and it was just the best night of my 22-year-old life.
Yeah. I also tried to sneak into the Chateau Marmont, and they put me back in the taxi cab.
Oh.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you sneak into?
Well, you know, when movie theaters were still open, I would definitely make the most of my dollar by buying a ticket to one movie and then pretty much staying as long as I could for.
I mean, as a kid, or are we talking like, you know, 9 months ago?
Yeah.
Like I was
2019.
I mean, it's not something I did every single time, but because when you're grown up, it's a lot easier to get away with those things.
You that's know, what I was going to say.
Around looking like you're sneaking. You're actually, you know, I could be a manager for all they know.
I like to see you with a fake badge. That's how I'm imagining you now.
You just bring like a broom and a dustpan, and you can get into any movie.
That was such a teenager thing, sneaking into movie theaters. I forgot about that completely. Yeah. Or trying to sneak into an R movie when you bought tickets for a PG movie because you weren't old enough.
Exactly.
And my fear is they never cared. As long as you had the money, they were like, come on in, kid.
Yeah, no. They
were
strict.
See on the horizon that the business was already in trouble.
The funny part is I don't even know if they were strict. I think I just convinced myself that I would get in trouble if I tried to go into that movie buying a ticket for that movie.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Happens all the time. Over the weekend, you do something pretty awesome. Maybe it was small, maybe it was big, and nobody gives you any credit. Not a high five, not a thank you, nothing.
It's like people don't even see you sometimes. Am I invisible? I'm doing something good here.
It's Anna and Raven. We want to give you your credit due. 1-800-330-9999. You could always call or text. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for over the weekend?
I actually went out shopping with my wife, and I didn't complain one time. We went to about 6 different stores. She knows I hate it. And I just sat there, and I let it ride. She kept adding more stores, and I went in, and I walked around, and I talked to some people who worked there and didn't complain about it. No credit whatsoever. We got home, and she's like, wasn't that fun? I was like, yeah, great.
I mean, this is my life. My wife always does that thing, too. We're supposed to go to 2 places, 3 places, and we end up going to 9 places, and we're home just in time to feed the dogs.
But wasn't that fun? It was so fun.
Yeah.
Wasn't that fun?
Oh, it was fun.
All right, we'll give you the credit. Here you go.
It's just another store and another store. You think that's the last store. You get back in the car and you're like, all right, that's it, right?
No, you just got to make a couple more stops.
Yeah.
A couple more stops.
3 towns over, 5 more stores.
I love it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. This past weekend, I let my sister borrow my husband's pickup truck because she needed to move a couch. You guys, she must have driven across the country.
Oh.
So she bought the truck back, and it had no gas.
Yeah.
Even though it was full when I gave it to her. When she dropped it off, she just texted me and said, oh, the truck's in the driveway. I left the keys on the doormat. Had to run.
Because she knows she did you dirty.
Mm.
She went out and had a great time in that truck. She wasn't just moving stuff. She moved stuff the first 2 hours she had that truck. Then she was like, oh, pizza and beer after the move. And then she partied all night and rode around in that truck the next day, too. You're lucky you got that truck back.
We'll give you some credit. Here you go.
I love that it's actually your husband's truck.
Right. She was like, all right, sis, you can take the pickup truck.
Yeah.
And it showed up 6 days later with no gas.
No gas.
And she was like, see ya. And she didn't say nothing. It's all right. Here's your credit. Hi, Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I spent the entire weekend helping my daughter with her Spanish project. And my husband, who is actually from Mexico, was too busy to help her.
Mm-hmm.
And when I mentioned that maybe he could step in, since I don't actually speak Spanish, he said maybe I'd learn something, too.
Oh, that's nice.
That's rough.
Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's give you some credit. Here you go.
Thank you. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get
your game on. Go play. It's hard enough to master the English language.
Right.
Now I got to teach you the differences of of Tango and TNAs and Yo Quiero.
I am not an instructor here, please. Help me out.
I was so naive when I bought that beige couch. I thought I was done having kids. Here comes Dakota Ray, and my toddler is destroying this couch with stains.
Oh, but you didn't get the guard or whatever?
No,
and
I
you just call
that.
The miraculous 800 number and they take care of it? Because they always promise to take such good care of it.
It's Anna and Raven. Okay, one, my toddler Dakota has spilled a red popsicle. It literally, she must have left it there. Nobody realized it. The entire red popsicle melted into the beige cushion.
I like to imagine it in the one sliver of sunlight that's coming through your window. It's right there on it on the couch.
Whole sippy cup of milk right into the cushion.
And you know that stinks. It doesn't just stain, it stinks.
So what do? We use the stuff that the place where we bought the couch from gave us, like, you know, that we had to buy separately, the protectant, made everything worse.
Oh, good.
We called the 1-800 number because we bought the protection.
Yep.
And they won't cover it for whatever
surprise,
dumb
surprise.
Reason.
There's always something.
Some reason.
2B, chapter 7 in your addendum to the rules says that we're not covering it.
Oh my gosh. I was so furious. And now I'm staring at this cushion. I'm like, we can't live like this. This is like really embarrassing. I just been putting a blanket over it. If you want to see the stain yourself, you can head to our Facebook page. If you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven. So we asked, like, how do you get these stains out, like really bad stains? Jeff wrote, flip over the cushion, which I am not above doing. The problem is it's a corner cushion, so it's like a
It won't work.
It doesn't work.
It won't work anywhere else now. Now, either you get that one fabric stripe on the back side, right? Or it's just wrong. The zipper's on the wrong side.
It's a, what is it called? Like the lover's section? You know what I'm talking about?
The shape itself.
The shape doesn't work. Kathy wrote, straight rubbing alcohol on a towel. Tried it. Didn't work. I don't know.
Sounds flammable to me.
Silberger Sill wrote Nature's Miracle. That's the stuff you use
for pets
when they go potty in areas.
It works good enough for that, I guess, but I don't know about stain removal.
Karen wrote baby wipes. Oh, I tried baby wipes. That was the first thing I went to because they were close by and
right.
grabbed them. And baby wipes do a really good job. The other day, she took Sharpie all over the walls in my family room, black Sharpie. And the baby wipes really did help a lot.
With Sharpie,
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Dakota special. She's my special 2-year-old. Yep. She keeps me on my toes. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. How do you get stains out?
Hey, first she needs to go ahead and use a paper towel to absorb as much of the moisture and whatever can be removed by blotting. And then a Tide to Go stick, or depending on what the stain is, sometimes hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, the peroxide, I've definitely had some experience with that.
I didn't know about the Tide. The problem I have with my Tide stick is it's really small and these stains are really big. So I
get another one, man.
I've got like 3 of them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go home and I'm going to mark it all up. Anna and Raven, how do you get stains out?
So we use the Clorox Oxy Magic. The regular Oxy stuff doesn't work. It has to be the Clorox Oxy Magic, and let it sit. And then you take a small upholstery cleaner or rug cleaner, you know, vacuum over it with the wet vac, and then it comes right out.
Oxy Magic. Say that one more time as I'm ordering it on Amazon.
Clorox Oxy Magic.
Yep. Clorox.
Clorox Oxy Magic.
Side note, would you believe it if I told you that Clorox Oxy Magic is sold out literally everywhere?
Well, that's because it solves COVID if you drink it, I think. Right? If you just drink a little bit or you inject a little bit,
no.
Coronavirus goes away.
I don't think that's true.
Have we tried it? Come on.
All right. Coming up next. They're the dry cleaners to the royal family in England, and they know how to get every stain out. What do they say to do? It's coming up with Anna and Raven. Zachary Posnack is the owner of JeevesNY.com. Zach, first thing I saw when I went on your website, you're the dry cleaners to His Royal Highness Prince of Wales. You do the royalty people's actual dry cleaning?
I mean, you couldn't have been more awkward asking that question.
I know.
Yeah, so Jeeves is an international franchise. The London branch, which actually owns the entire franchise, does do the Prince of Wales' stuff. So we can use the Royal Warrant, which is pretty cool.
Wow, that is amazing, right? I imagine he likes his suits stiff. Keeps them upright.
Yeah, extremely stiff. Always French cuffs. Gotta keep it neat.
Cheerio.
What's the weirdest stain that Charles has ever had?
Come on.
I mean,
you
I'm
can't
curious.
Ask that and he can't answer it. Come on.
Can you answer that?
I can't. Ravens, right? Thunder, Lightning,
I mean, come on, man.
I apologize.
First thing, if you enter or you get anything that comes out of those places, is going to be a binding confidentiality agreement.
Anyway, we need your help because we have massive stains and we don't know how to get them out. So we need somebody like you that basically this is your life, is getting stains out of things and perfecting them to fix the situation that I'm in. I have this couch with this massive stain. Now, I sent you a picture of it. My daughter melted an entire red popsicle on a couch cushion when I wasn't paying attention, and there's milk stains. What do I do?
All right, so first, are the couch covers removable?
It does have zippers, but I've never taken them off before because I'm afraid I'm never going to be able to get them back on.
It won't be the right shape.
Sure. So what you could do is, if you still know the brand and make of the couch, you could reach out to the manufacturer and get some textile information. A lot of these newer couches are like a performance type textile, which means that they are supposed to be washed home. But if you don't have that opportunity, you're going to have to do some hand cleaning, which could be tricky.
I tried Clorox
she
wipes.
She approached them too.
Yeah, I used palm olive, like all my usual tricks. Nothing got this out.
Okay, so you used Clorox wipes. And what else did you say?
I used palm olive, which I believe is my mom's old school Italian remedy, where she believes palm olive, the dishwashing soap, gets everything out of everything.
Olive. Yeah, palm olive. You called it palm olive.
I call it palm olive.
She made it sound like a bush.
Yeah, I fell for that one.
Wait, what do you call it?
It's palm olive.
Palm olive, that's what I said.
No, the way you said it.
All right.
I would first start with blotting it with a fresh towel. So you want to blot it with something a little bit damp. See if that moves that red popsicle stain. We try and get the red out. We're also trying to break that ring, because if you get all the red out and you still have that hard ring at the end, it may actually end up looking worse, because now you have this nice black circle on your beautiful couch cushion. Something would be good to have around the house are those little, they're almost like upholstery cleaners, but Bissell makes one, which is like $100, great investment, especially if you have kids, because that's going to help with your rugs, it's going to help with your furniture, because at the end of the day, blotting might not get you as far as you need to go, so you're actually going to need some kind of suction to take that stain up and away from the textile.
Zach, is it true that better materials will hold up and fight off stains? Because, you know, a lot of times people are trying to save, whether it's upholstery or clothing or whatever, are they better off actually getting the pricier item?
I think it really comes down to what type of textile it is, and a lot of the modern manufacturers are using like this kind of performance synthetic type textiles, which are amazing because a lot of those stains aren't actually able to penetrate the textile, so you can suck it right back up if you were to stain it.
See, Grandma was onto something when she wrapped it in plastic. You ain't getting through this.
Zachary Posnack is the owner of Jeeves. You can visit them online at JeevesNY.com.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. Let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. John and Claire. Claire, let's start with you. What's going on?
We have a 23-year-old daughter who wants to move back home with us, and she wants her boyfriend to also move in. And, I mean, it's a little awkward, but, you know, we haven't seen her very much because of the pandemic, and she's been away at school. And I think if she wants her boyfriend to, you know, they've already been living together. If she wants him to come and that'll make her be able to come home and be around us, then I don't really see anything wrong with it.
John, I'm guessing you disagree. What's going on?
Well, you know, it'd be great to have her home. I think it's kind of awkward to have, you know, a strange man living with us. I know they already live together, but it's if they break up or it doesn't go well, or, you know, they bring any sort of their relationship drama into the space, I think that makes it really difficult, and I'm, you know, kind of wanting to avoid or worry about that situation.
Yeah, that is tough. I mean, Anna, your kids are younger, but I've gone through that before with mine, and, you know, when they got the girlfriend there, it's tough once you get involved, and you can't help but be involved if they're living in your space. I understand that. On the other hand, you always want your kid home.
Is your house, like, I remember at one point my parents had a pretty big house, so when my brother and his now wife moved in many years ago, when they were just dating, It was kind of like they were off on their own. But
right, a separate entrance, bathrooms, that type of stuff.
Exactly.
Right, like
they had their own privacy. Is your house like that, or would they literally be like in the bedroom next to you?
We have some space, so they could, it would be the same entrance, but they have their own bathroom, and it's like the bedroom's on the other side of the house, so there's some space.
Mm. Same front door, same stairs.
There's space, but it'll definitely, you know, it'll get smaller and feel smaller with four people instead of two.
That's true. I just missed her.
And I get it. I would do anything to have my kids home for the rest of my life. So, right. I mean, I can't even imagine a time where that's not it. But I could also see the frustration of living every day when somebody that's not your blood living in your house, too. And you don't know the uncertainty if he's going to be around forever. Why don't we see what our audience has to say? It's hard when your kids move out of the house and they're gone and then they have the opportunity to come back. You're excited. And that's exactly what the issue is with John and Claire. Their 23-year-old daughter wants to move home and they're all about it, except she wants to take her boyfriend home with her.
Right. Mm. It's a really nice thing when you want to get your kid home and you are willing to say or do just about anything, I would imagine, to make it happen when it's, you know, on your list to make it happen. Unfortunately, there is a lot that comes with, you know, having your child who is now an adult, obviously, technically, but coming into the house with their partner. You know, sooner or later, you're going to get exposed to some things.
Claire doesn't see what the big deal is. They lived together before and now they're just going to move in there. What's the big deal as a nice kid? But John disagrees.
Yeah.
He says it's awkward to have another grown man living under our roof.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the dad's side. Why aren't they getting their own space? Why are they moving home? What's the financial arrangement? She's 23. Once you get them in there, you'll never get rid of them.
John and Claire's 23-year-old daughter wants to move home, which is awesome because mom and dad are pumped to have their baby home. Only one thing, though. She wants to take her boyfriend home with her.
Yeah. Dad doesn't think it's a good idea. John says, you know what? It's going to be a strange person in the house, a grown man. Inevitably, we're going to end up, you know, somehow involved in their drama when things don't go well down the road.
And Claire says, who cares? We're having our baby come home. It's not like they don't live together already. They're adults. What's the big deal? We have the room. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court, Ann on Raven.
I am on the husband's side. Well, I had a daughter who moved back with her boyfriend, and it was a nightmare. My daughter expected us to take care of her like she was still a kid again and take care of her food needs and everything else. And the boyfriend did absolutely nothing to help out in the house.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun, right?
Ann on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the wife's side. I actually have been in this situation, and I moved in with my boyfriend's parents and actually was a one-bathroom house with now seven people living in the house, and I was the seventh person. They took me in. They were super kind, and guess what? 4.5 years later, we're married, have a baby. And none of that, I think, would have been possible if we didn't live together. And we live a really happy life away from our parents, of course, now. But, you know, it was a building block of our relationship, letting me stay there.
That's awesome. I'm just glad now that you have your own bathroom, finally.
Right. That's always a big, big plus. You know you've arrived when that happens.
And on Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
On the dad's side. I understand her side by saying that, you know, it's your daughter and she wants her home, which is understandable. But I also understand his dad's side saying, you know, it's a stranger. Eventually, you know, you're going to be in the middle of their relationship when they start having arguments and stuff like that. So it's going to get awkward regardless, eventually.
I do think that it's inevitable that sooner or later there's going to be things or parts of the relationship that you're exposed to that you don't want to be, you know?
Right.
Right? You don't want to think of your daughter as an adult that way.
Yeah.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
John, our audience agreed with you this morning. Claire, obviously everybody wants their kids home, but if you're not comfortable having him stay there, then it's not the right thing to do. It's going to be a lot of stress down the line.
Yeah, it could create tensions in their relationship that probably wouldn't be good for that.
I guess so. Let's have them over a lot, though.
Well, you can do that, and hopefully they will come over a lot. Hopefully they'll show up.
Oh, I mean, they will.
I know, you know, obviously them moving home, that would have offered some convenience not only for you guys to have your child in the house, but obviously for her, too. So if it's financial or whatever, sometimes it's maybe better to just supplement her rent a little bit right now and have that close relationship, like you said, where they're over more often, so you can kind of keep tabs on it, but still, you know, remain independent.
Yep.
That's
I got five
idea.
On it.
Okay, you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Vicky.
Vicky, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck, Vicky.
Okay, we got $1,400 on the line right now. Raven's walking out of here when that big old studio door closes. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll bring them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, okay. It goes to Raven, though, okay?
Okay.
All right, 1, Framing Britney Spears, a documentary about her conservatory struggles, is set to premiere on FX and Hulu. What's the hashtag that Britney supporters use to voice their support of her freedom?
Hashtag free Britney.
2, Carrie Underwood said in an interview that she is terrified of turtles. What was the name of the 150-year-old turtle in Finding Nemo, not to be confused with his son Squirt?
Crush.
3, Tom Brady will return to the Super Bowl for his 10th time. What's his supermodel's wife's name?
Giselle.
Okay. 4, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are reportedly dating. Travis Barker is best known as the drummer for what band?
Blink 182.
And 5, Spinderella voiced her hurt after she was left out of the biopic on Lifetime this past weekend that highlighted what 90s icon duo?
Salt and Pepper.
Boom, Ricky. Vicky, hold on.
Yo.
Vicky got all 5.
That's pretty good. Woo! Let's see how I do.
Oh, Vicky, I got a feeling you're going to be $1,400 richer right now.
Let's find out.
1, Framing Britney Spears, a documentary about her conservatory struggles, is set to premiere on FX and Hulu.
Okay.
What's the hashtag that Britney supporters use to voice their support of her freedom?
Free Britney.
Yes.
Big supporter myself. Let her out.
Are you? Are you a big supporter?
I am, man. It's wrong what they've been doing to her. Seriously. And it's been, you realize that she's been on that for 10 years
Vicky,
plus?
What you don't realize is that right now, Raven is wearing a hashtag Free Britney t-shirt. Look at it. All right, 2, Carrie Underwood said in an interview that she is terrified of turtles. What was the name of the 150-year-old turtle in Finding Nemo, not to be confused with his son, Squirt?
Squirt's dad is Crush.
Yep.
One of my favorite movies.
I didn't think you'd know that.
Love that movie.
3, Tom Brady will return to the Super Bowl for his 10th time. What's his supermodel wife's name?
Giselle Bundchen. I'm not Norwegian or whatever she is, but you know.
4, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are reportedly dating. Travis Barker is best known as a drummer for what band?
Blink 182 comes down to this one. Here we go.
Spinderella. voiced her hurt after she was left out of the biopic on Lifetime this past weekend that highlighted what iconic 90s duo?
Salt and Pepper. Too easy.
Spinderella cut it up one time.
Except not this time because we're not paying you anymore.
I'm sorry, Vicky. You tied him with 5. Please call and play him again. I will give you an Anna and Raven t-shirt. Oh, gosh, I didn't think you were going to know Crush.
Ooh.
That was my clutch one that I thought for sure had you.
No, I love that movie. That, Wall-E. No, you're in trouble.
This is Vicky, and I can't beat Raven.
But, man, that was as close as you can get. Make sure you try again, okay? Hold on, Vicky.
Better luck next time.